Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Monday Morning Money Making Content Creation. Say that five times fast. Can you get what you want without having to do what you don't want to do? And can you help your clients, students, members, customers, prospects? Can you help them get what they want without having to do what they don't want to do? That is what we're going to show you how to do in today's template after this first whoosh. Well, hey there, everybody. And right over here, you see our template for the day. We'll make it bigger now for you. This is the benefit without genius template. How to get a niche benefit without having to do something you want to avoid doing. So it's a benefit to gain, a pain to avoid. And you see the niche benefit step one, niche benefit step two, niche benefit step three, and next step CTA right there, don't you? Now, let's take a look at what the checklist looks like, and then we'll dive in. There we go. There's your checklist, making sure you do all five points. Again, a benefit to gain and a pain to avoid. So how about we dive in to creating this stuff? I'm very excited today. First time I've taught this one in this format, and also very excited today that in just a little while, we launched the very first episode of the Smart Content Income Podcast. The podcast for content creators. You can join us live over at the Smart Content Income free Facebook group. That's at facebook.com/groups/Jeff Herring, or catch it later at smartcontentincomepodcast.com, or subscribe on any of your favorite podcast sites for Smart Content Income Podcast. So, exciting day here. Now, let's move to putting this thing together, okay? Here we go. Here is your title package, right? And I'm making a few suggestions for you. Profitable niche benefit tips. Here's how to niche benefit without niche avoid. And then I plant a little seed for the call to action coming later. Be sure to check out the next step, too. So, and then your engaging graphic, keyword rich absolute truth, connection magnet transition, and then niche benefit step one, niche benefit step two, niche benefit step three, and then the next step, call to action. And we'll show you how to build all those out and have you build those, all those out in just a moment. So what I'm going to do in order to leave the prompt up there, I will write after it. Okay. So here's how to build a highly responsive list community without what? Without paid traffic. Okay, that exciting to anybody? Yay or nay in the Q&A? And so up here I would put profitable list. List, Jeff, building tips, okay? You can do the same thing, all right? So again, the engaging graphic, keyword-rich absolute truth, connection magnet, and transition, okay? So niche benefit, step one. So build a highly responsive list community. I can just take that and put it right here. Save me a little typing. Now, does this have to be steps? No. It could be ideas. It could be anything you want to put in there. I just pick steps, okay? So build a highly responsive list community, step one. Step two. Step three, I can make this harder for you, but why? Why would I do that? Okay, so How do you build a highly responsive list community without paid traffic? Well, step one is create content and publish it on medium.com. And I'd say some more about that, right? Say, step two of building a highly responsive list community include a call to action. That's a call to action, a magnetic call to action. Deliver a compelling lead magnet that's a sample. So many people don't do this when they're in your sample of one of your resources. There you go. And I would build those out, right? So the next step, call to action, I would take out the CTA. Well, let's just know I'm going to take that out because I want to leave that prompt for you. Okay. So next step. The next step is to follow up with your new community members. Because your fortune and future is or are in the follow-up. Discover more about how to profitably follow up with this free training video called Follow Up or FU, Follow Up Secrets. Okay? And then I would put a link there, right? And so there you are. Okay? So, and then I'd come back and I'd bold this and all the other ones and bold the next one. Okay? So there is an example for you. And of course, as you know, this, if the screen is fuzzy, it probably is you because it's very clear here. You can try refreshing your page. You can try logging out and logging back in. And ultimately, you can try rebooting. And then if none of that works, find a nice trail and take a hike and come back and watch the video. I'm teasing. I'm playing. We'll just muddle through, okay? What was I saying? Oh, yeah, we'll see this later. Sarah, it looks clear to you? Okay, thank you. Of course, later, this will become a piece of content on Medium as I eat my own cooking and do what I'm advising you to do here or coaching you to do here or mentoring you to do here, okay? So let's get started. The trail sounds good. Yeah, I know, right? Take me, please. So let's dive into your template. Now, you can do just how to, okay? I like the here's how to. Just sounds more connective. Here's how to niche benefit without niche avoid, okay? So give me your title, kids, in the chat. Here's how to a benefit in your niche without something your niche wants to avoid. My example is here's how to build a highly responsive list community without paid traffic. Ready, set, go. Sarah, good to see you here. As you're creating titles, you know, it's interesting. I find myself a little bit nervous about this launching this podcast at 12:15 today. And it's silly because for two reasons. One, I've got two guests, so they're going to be taking up a lot of the 15 or so minutes. And two, it's not like I've not done this before, broadcast into a site and et cetera, and then we'll turn it into podcast stuff. But I think it's really good that I was fixing breakfast this morning. And I thought, it's really good that I'm a little bit nervous because it reminds me, okay, it helps me to keep a beginner's mind for all of you that are starting brand new things, right? So Sarah says, here's how to establish healthy habits without overwhelming yourself. Nice. Wendy, here's how to write a song without reading lots of material on. Yeah. Hey, Wendy, whether you like them or not, there's something I discovered Friday night on Hulu.com. Right now, it's a 6-part series. I think they're going to keep adding to it because it didn't look finished after I binged watched the first 6 half-hour episodes. It's called 3-2-1 McCartney with Paul McCartney and a host whose name I forget. But I will never listen to Beatles music the same way again because of how good it is and how deep they go into what they were thinking and how songs were created. It's perfect for you, Wendy. And I'll tell you the biggest kick, guys, out of watching this. They've got this great big, what do you call those? Not synthesizers, but graphic equalizer or whatever it's called, with all the levers and buttons there for the music. And they're playing with different stuff. And so when he turns up the volume on the vocals, the host, there's Paul McCartney standing there mouthing the words to a Beatles song. And it's just like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. So bonus tip, 3-2-1 McCartney on Hulu. And I'm guessing that is Teresa here how to find emotional freedom after childhood sexual abuse. That might be Ada though. You're coming up as Facebook user. Sorry, that's either Ada or Teresa. Or Fred, I don't know. If you don't have Hulu, I don't think you can do it, Wendy, but here's the trick, okay? Hey, Ada, they have a, you can get it for like either 10 days or 30 days for free. So go take a free trial. Watch the McCartney show. Tape it. And then don't do Hulu, okay? There you go. It's always a way, folks. All right, thank you for those titles. So you would just put up... profitable emotional freedom tips, profitable healthy habit tips, et cetera. And be sure to check out the next step tip. That's preparing them for the call to action. You guys know what to do here. Engaging graphic, keyword rich, absolute truth, connection magnet, and transition. At least all of the citizens of Content Creation Nation do. And those of you that may not yet be citizens, I will show you a great way to become part of that. At the end of the show, it's kind of a celebration of this first week of podcasting. Okay, so let's dive down here. Okay, so it would be whatever your niche benefit is, step one or whatever, or idea one or secret one or chunk one, whatever you want to call it. So give me your first one, your first step towards getting what you want without the pain. Step one, please, in the chat. Focus on the basics, says Sarah. Yeah, there you go. The fundamentals, like Vince Lombardi at the beginning of every football season, even when they won the Super Bowl. He got with the players, and the first thing he said, holding up a football, was, gentlemen, this is a football. Good place to start. Focus on the basics. Know your story. What is yours and what is someone else's? I like that. Cool. Any other first steps, kids? Remember, the idea is to play with this enough here live so that you can have a piece of content up and working for you and making money for you on Medium before your head hits the pillow. Number one, decide what short message or story you want to tell. There you go. Okay, step number two. What's your number two? You know, there's a great sign in South Georgia, somewhere between Tallahassee and I think Colquitt or somewhere in there, one of the back roads, that it's for a septic tank company. That's a great sign. It says, we're number one in number two. And that's just good marketing. We're number one in number two. All right, so what's step two, kids? Not Colquitt, between Tallahassee and Camilla. That's it. When I go down to visit, that's the back way I take. Number two, think of a song you'd already like. Yeah, there you go. There you go. What's already pleasing to people? Like it. Some more step twos, kids. Quiet the voices in the back of your head. They come from the part of your story that is not yours. Ooh, I like that, ain't it? That's cool. And for a friend, you could say, without a lobotomy, to continue with the theme, without a lobotomy. One more step two. And then guess what we'll do next? Step three. Yep, that's it. All right, send us your step threes. Send me your step threes here in the chat. And then we'll move on to your next step, call to action. Choose who you want to become unencumbered by your past. Ooh, I love that. That's a beautiful line. Wendy, you could use that in a song or make a song out of what Aid is doing. Choose who you want to be unencumbered by your past. Beautiful. We'll screenshot that. Oh, sure. Do another number three that moves it. Okay. There we go. Number three, change parts of the song to make it yours. There you go. And do a better job. Like all of those. Good job, guys. All right. So now you come down here to next step CTA. And you take out the CTA, of course. Next step. Now, you keep it consistent with whatever you've been using up here. Step, idea, secret, whatever chunk you're using. I love it, Sarah. Make it stupid easy. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Make it stupid easy. When I'm trying to learn something new or talking to somebody and I'm not getting what they're trying to tell me, as I say, all right, look, talk to me like I'm four, okay? And then it works, okay? So my next step is, the next step is to follow up with your new community members, because your fortune and your future are in the follow-up. You know, that really doesn't need a comma. Keep the flow going. Discover more about how to profitably follow up with this free training video called Follow-Up Secrets. All right. So what's your next step, call to action? And you can even say, I mean, teach, continue teaching kids. The next step is to, and tell them what the next step is to, and then invite them to something. How about talk to me as you talk to your dog? That would be more like, come here. Growing up from eighth grade to college, I had a beautiful blue-eyed Siberian Husky named King that slept on our porch at night most of the time because it never really got too cold in Winter Park. He'd be in the yard the rest of the time. And I'd be in bed before my dad was, and my dad would try to get him in, you know, King, get in here, King, you know, and then he'd wake me up and I'd stumble out to the porch and go, King, come in. And no, it'd be King, come in. And he'd come running, and my dad would just shake his head. I love it. Sarah says, join my free Facebook group where we do monthly challenges as a group. What kind of challenges? Add that, Sarah. Where we do healthy habit monthly challenges as a group. Cool. Give me one more, kids. Give me one more. Three. Ah, here we go. Sarah says, okay, August is no sugar gratitude journal is September, so healthy habit challenge. There you go. You got an editorial calendar. Sarah, what a concept. Plan out what's going. And speaking of planning out, tomorrow on our Tuesday training in Content Creation Nation, I'm going to show you how to create an entire year's worth of follow-up with automatic emails from your content, okay? And I'll give you, well, you guys know the link to that. Call to action, next step, join me on a short webinar where you can put the words and music together. That'd be fun, Wendy. Sarah, off topic, did you get my email last week? Did you send it to the email coaching one, Sarah? Because there's been something wrong with that site. If you can shoot it to jh@jeffherring.com, jh@jeffherring.com. I'll check it out, and I'll also see if I can get back into that site. It was just giving me fits last week. Sorry that I missed your email. If that ever happens before, if I don't answer you in that program in 24 hours, get a hold of me somehow because something's wrong. All right, so your task, your mission, should you decide to accept it, and I know you will, is to finish out this content and get it up online before your head hits the pillow tonight. And to put the link to that in our Facebook group so we can all celebrate. See, go over to Medium, read, like, etc. And I want to use the beginner's guide to you, but I need a lead in, okay? You could talk about a lot of things, discovering you. Are you the you you think you, oh, I like this. Are you the you you think you are? Or are you the you you want to be? Either one of those would be great. Are you the you you want to be? Could be a lead into the beginner's guide to you. Actually, that's a damn good one. I made that up off the top of my head. All right, it's only Monday. All right. Now, for those of you that are catching this in the, I almost said the Gentile templates. The genius templates, okay? And I'm wondering what this Content Creation Nation is. In celebration of the launch of the Smart Content Income podcast, here is a 30-day free trial for you to check us out. Come hang out with us. You'll stay. We're all confident about that. SmartContentIncome.com/30. You remember everyone at 12:15, first podcast episode. You can watch it live at the Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/Jeff Herring, or catch it almost immediately after. I mean, it'll be the first thing I do at Smart Content Income Podcast. .com. Yay, just got the email, Sarah. Cool. I'll check it out after I get this thing going. All right. Great job, kids. And go use this genius template and this stuff, because as you've seen, it flat out works, doesn't it? And now our last whoosh. Oop, I wished it whooshed in the wrong direction. What if it went on the other screen? What if there was a tear in the space-time? Shut up, Jeff. Here's the last whoosh.